This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
And just like that, it's episode 570. And just like that, Emmanuel is back to read with us. Emmanuel's from my church here in Davie, Florida, next to Fort Lauderdale. Let's check in with him now.
Welcome, Emmanuel.
Hello, Father Alex.
Good to have you with us today.
You too.
And this is now the third time you're reading for the Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids. I'm so glad you could be with us and you can read again. So how old are you now, Emmanuel?
Now I'm 12.
12 years old. What are some of the things you enjoy doing? You mentioned before, I think a long time ago, soccer. Are you still playing soccer?
Not as much, but I still play it sometimes.
Okay. Anything else you like doing?
I like playing basketball now.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Excellent. And what grade are you in?
I'm in 7th grade now.
Beautiful. Anything else going on that you want to mention?
I'm going to this summer camp. It's a computer science summer camp, and I'm learning coding over there.
Wow, that sounds very interesting. Have you done any coding before?
No, not before the summer camp.
Okay, this is your beginning. Emmanuel will be beginning coding. Well, very good. So in the future, if I need some coding, maybe I can give you a call.
And just like computers use code as a type of language, God speaks to us in a special way through the scriptures. So you will help us out with that today. So, Emmanuel, what's our chapter?
Matthew chapter 22.
And the verses?
Verses 1 through 14.
Great. Let's get started.
And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son, and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding.' But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and sent out his armies, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their cities. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go out into the highways, and as many as you can find, invite to the wedding.' So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, 'Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, 'Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.'"
Nice job, Emmanuel. Thank you. Jesus tells a parable about a wedding banquet in which lots of people are invited. A lot of times in the Bible, we will see Jesus comparing heaven to a great banquet. So he invites lots of people, but when the time for the wedding comes, not everyone is there. Why not? Because some people made excuses and some people didn't prepare themselves the way they should. Now, Jesus is really talking about us. Jesus has invited all of us to be part of the kingdom of heaven. We are always being invited. Every time we read the Bible, it's an invitation. Every time we go to church we hear many invitations. The biggest invitation is at communion, with the fear of God, with faith and love, draw near. That's an invitation, not just to receive communion, but to join yourself to Jesus, to be at the banquet, to be in heaven. We shouldn't allow excuses to stop us from accepting His invitation, and we should prepare ourselves as well. To prepare ourselves for communion, we should believe that Jesus is our Lord and that He loves us. We should love Him and desire to be part of His heavenly banquet. And we should try to forgive other people for any wrongs that have been done to us. And when we're old enough, we skip our breakfast in the morning and wait until after church before we eat. We call that fasting. But here, what is really important is to know that Jesus invites all of us to be with Him in the kingdom. We shouldn't make excuses, and we should prepare ourselves by loving God and the people around us. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and always shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.